Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. And getting it in the fever, let's hear a little bit from Whiskey 6 and his words to the militia.
The American militia must, at this time, prepare itself for what is here, even now. The sum of it is yet to come. Our founding fathers and their God-inspired wisdom, but it has. Let us stand together and honor our obligation to country and constitution. Let us stand as men and women of a free republic. Let us prepare to do what I'm sure is unthinkable to some of you, but take up arms in defense of our neighborhoods, our families, and our country and constitution. The incumbent administration has taxed us without representation, imposed medical care and the assorted fees without being duly authorized by the Congress of the United States. They've weakened the world's greatest military and undermined security of our nation. Even now, we're on the cusp, the brink of World War III. Let's answer the call. Let's answer our duty and obligation. If there must be war, let it be here now. Acquiescence only emboldens those who subvert our country. And there are many. The imported jihadists, the American-born jihadists, drug dealers, corrupt LEO, a government who no longer represents the people, but takes care of theirself and themselves only. Let us win, lose, or draw, fulfill that obligation and be the Constitution's last line of defense and only hope at this point. God save this venerable republic. Maybe you'll let us help. Fix bayonets. Whiskey 6 out.
There we go. That was from Whiskey 6, and I think we're going to get a little bit more here as he comes on live. Whiskey 6, you got something to add on to that?
I sure do, my patriot friend. We've been telling you for the last few weeks, we've had a three-part series on the brink of war that is kind of clarified today. We found out America's actual involvement in the Ukraine on the Ukrainian-Russian border, our total of three brigades plus attachments. That's right. One of the Army's 10 divisions is on Russia's border, along with NATO troops. It's forced to provoke a country with nuclear weapons, be it the border. We certainly wouldn't take it, and you can't expect them to. Over the last month, Wildcard has carefully watched as our police forces have become nationalized, as the government has provided additional funding for 15% more manpower, train them, equip them, armored vehicles, body armor, upgraded weapons, and now we're starting to see them take delivery. This is very troubling. Today, I realized something. We like to blame the government, but it really isn't the government. We've become a nation. We refuse to answer to anything but ourselves. This isn't right. It isn't right to throw your neighbors, your co-workers on our bus. It isn't right to screw somebody in a business deal. It isn't right to lie, cheat, or steal. Maybe we do have representative government. They're just not representative of us. Truthfully, we've watched very carefully. Again, we cry out. We call out to those who take the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. to remind herself and remember that oath in the coming weeks. Seek no conflict with anyone who will keep the oath. Her God sworn words to the Constitution. We wish you as allies. But it's your country is in danger as much as ours. I'm truly blessed to be surrounded and work with some of the greatest patriots in the country. Paul Bearer is one of them. Rebel Angel another. List goes on. Too many to mention. But not all Americans are like that. Not all Americans stab each other in the back, call the cops, report a neighbor for something they don't like seeing. To remember, we as a people must be capable of living in a God-bounded constitutional republic. That's our obligation. Make no mistake of it, though, to defend our homes, our states, our land, against those who would take it without due process. Word of warning. Push us if you must. There is a line. We'll stop. We'll stand shoulder to shoulder and see how you like our boot on your neck. I call out the United States Armed Forces, which I am a veteran, many are. Remember your oath. It is your duty to obey lawful orders. Unconstitutional orders are not lawful orders. To the federal LEO, I tell you, don't be the modern day Gestapo of America. It's your country, it's our country. Obey the Constitution. Join us. Those of you I'm reaching know it isn't right. Fight from the inside. Till that day when God blesses us again. If he may, with that constitutional republic, we will live as free men and women, under the protection of the force of arms. Pay heed to the economy. Pay heed to what is going on around you. Surely no one is blind now except by choice. Remember your obligation. Remember your responsibility. People and the Republic are counting on you. I'm kind of tired of talking. I know a lot of you feel like that, but there'd be a fight. Let's start right here, right now. Nothing can end until it starts. Whiskey 6 out.
Thank you, Whiskey 6. And again, as he said, this is part 4, The Brink of War. Some listening have been to war. Others have read about it. Others have missed it. By missing, I don't mean wishing to but didn't, but rather it was just not at the right time for their age and their place in this world. But war brings out all the bad and very little good. But it's here. As Whiskey 6 said, we have three of our units sitting up there in the Ukraine. What they call these people are hostages. They're stuck between the Ukrainians and the Russians. If they attack the wrong direction, the other one attacks them. That's a bad feeling to be in. Of course, we've had soldiers doing that up on the DMZ in Korea since the 1950s, standing in the middle, protecting everybody, being shot by both sides, by one time or the other. But now it's coming to your home, your land, the place where your children live. And it's time now for you to give up the disagreements. You've got the yard ninjas on this block. You've got those people that want to tell you how to park your car, wash your car, how to grow grass, how to cut grass, all these things that irritated you. But now it's time to forget those things. Now it's time to look around and see who lives on your block. You know that the old fella around the corner gets out his little VA, his little hat with his little veterans information on there, and walks around every night. He's letting you know something. He's letting you know that he's available. He has knowledge that you may be missing. Talk to him. You've got the guy up around the corner that spent 15 years on a police force someplace up north, and he retired down here. He's a little gruff, a little brush, doesn't make friends with either, but he too has information that you need. All these guys when they and their ladies that came with them, pulled in together, can create what is known as your neighborhood protection team. You've got the lady that's a nurse. All she's going to need is supplies. You've got people who are work in the nurse's office, just as a thought. Every so often, doctors have to go into their closet, check expiration dates on bandages. How do you have an expiration date on a piece of cloth? But anyway, they load them up, they call a guy, because you can't just give old medical stuff to just anybody. You got to call and pay someone to haul it away. Well, if you contact that doctor and tell him, says, hey, doc, I need some help. I'm trying to teach a first aid course, and I don't have any materials to use for teaching the course. I'm quite sure he'll give you a whole bunch of that, because what he don't give to you, somebody else is going to get paid to haul away. Start putting your medical supplies to death. Down the end of the street, you got that lot that nobody can build on because they found out it was a wetland. Well, you might not be able to build on it, but I'll bet you that you can figure out how to grow food on it, because the time's coming. Every fear porn guru is telling you, they're going to turn off the electricity, they're going to close the banks, and the zombies are going to come out of the ghettos, and they're going to come out of the apartments, and they're going to go to your house, and they're going to tear your house down and take all your food. And they may be true, unless you have your own neighborhood protection team. That's your part of the war. Right now, they have got our armed forces completely off of their bases. I'm on the East Coast on the I-95 corridor. The Guard of Honor at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, don't have a lot of members anymore because they've been deployed. You run out to the coast and see the Super Marines, and they're laying off people in the clubs for night duty because there's not enough customers to keep two sets of people working. You run down towards Charleston, and you hit the other super soldiers, and you'll find out there's nothing out there but mosquitoes and flies. Where are they at? They're up and moved. Why? Nobody wants to say. So what you do when you look out and you see that is you start on your house. Now, the other thing that we got to stop doing is worrying about who's a fed. I'll be honest with you. When the lights go off, the EBT cards quit working, and people start shopping at someone else's house for groceries,
that Fed's gun will shoot just as straight. His knowledge will be used in the neighborhood because he's not going to be out with there doing something felonious. He's going to be home watching to make sure his wife and children are taken care of, just like you and I will. Now's the time. Now's the time to get the kids out and explain to them that, yes, they say that in school, and yes, you remember that in school, but around this house, this is the way we do it. Make sure the kids know what's going on, what's going to happen, what they're supposed to do. It's up to you and me to make this all work. Now, a little tool out here. I've mentioned it before and I'll mention it again. If you've got a smartphone and you've got wireless in your house and they turn off the electricity and you've got a battery backup to operate it, you can get a few hours a day online probably, because most of that stuff, the phone company's got batteries up the street in their fiber optic head. There's batteries moving it up and down. And they have to keep it up to make all the little services that they need working, right? So what you need to do is start preparing how you're going to function and how you're going to protect yourself. A little tool for that is a radio. Now, generally when you speak about Como, you can, over the phone, you can hear the eyes roll back. You can see the heads lean forward, and you can hear the soft, subtle breathing. ...35 to 40 days of food in your house. 35 to 40 days of drinking water in your house. Get you some buckets. I don't care if they're kitty litter buckets. If they're, or you can, like in North Carolina here, our state actually sells us water barrels. Get them underneath those storm drains and start collecting water. It won't be good to drink, but it'll flush the toilet a whole lot better than those than 16 or those little plastic bottles that you paid a buck and a quarter a piece for. Put together food in your house. Get ready, because the war is coming. In addition to the Ukraine, where our troops on the ground in Finland playing NATO war games. Finland is another border of the Soviet Union. We've got ships sailing in and out of the Black Sea, which is another border of the Soviet Union. We sent a whole bunch of ships down to irritate the Chinese about building those little islands in the middle of the water. And the Chinese, they took their part and sent their ships. Now all we're waiting for is one moron to mash the button. And then a whole lot of people get dead. And here in this nation, a whole lot of people get dead. And when the lights go off, more people get dead, because you've got people in your neighborhood. They need electricity to breathe. They need electricity to clean. So as we go through these things, what I need is everybody needs to come up with a plan. Sit down. Put it to paper. Don't worry about FEMA. FEMA told you to have a plan. You're just who's going to make lunch for them? Go find those old folks that you just assume not have chasing around in the woods with you. Put them into your support factor. Have them start carrying messages between groups. They can do that. I'll tell you one place nobody will ever look. You get an old guy with a little bag hanging around his waist. And he said, and you go up there, I'll tell you where they're not going to search. They're going to be very dainty about walking around that bag, because nobody wants none of that on them. But he can carry messages right behind that bag for anywhere he wants to go, and it'll be safe. get those old elder ladies. They can start putting together these little sandwiches and stuff. Back in the 1800s, we had something. They used to call them Dodgers. All it was cornmeal and with bacon fat, little strips of meat rolled up and deep fried. Once they dried, you can hurt somebody with one if you had a slingshot, but you could also drop in your mouth to give you enough protein to keep your body going. Start thinking about things like that to put together in your neighborhood. Now, where we go for the last lap? If you already have your protection team, or at least you have a book so that in case it falls to you to be the commander of that protection team, and you can tell people what to do and how to do and where to do it, you've got your neighborhood protected. Now you got to make sure that they don't turn off what you need. You got to figure out, where does the water come from? After you flush the toilet, where does it go to? Well, how does electricity get to your house? Because if you have something happen, that something explodes in your neighborhood and you've got water going every which way, you need to know how to turn electricity off. All these things fall to the people. We've let them do it for us for years. Now it's our turn to start looking around and saying, how does this work? Because I can tell you two things that won't happen. If lights go off, and there are firemen left still in the firehouse that didn't go home to be with mom and take care of her and the kids, those single in there, and they get a call because there's a fire in your on your house, and they're loading up the truck and the siren's ringing, and they get a call from Walmart that says they got a car on fire in the parking lot, you better get your garden hose out because they're not coming. They're going to be directed there, whether they like it or not. That's where the truck will go. So you need to learn how to put out fires in your neighborhood. You need to learn how to protect yourself from fires. Start looking for things that could create a problem. We're getting down to the end of the show here. I want to thank all of you for this listening to this four-part. We'll come up with a different topic for next week's show, and we'll go on to something else. But for right now, pay attention. When you start seeing federal protection officers walking in and shooting up malls in Maryland, when you start watching ICE officers walk carefully to the end of the levee and shoot themselves and fall into the Hudson River, when you start hearing about people breaking in the United Nations and diving off the back into the Hudson River, when these things start to happen, when you start seeing big trucks and vehicles that were designed for war, designed so that our soldiers could survive under combat conditions, given to your local police officers to come to your house, it's time to start worrying. It's time to start making plans. This is Paul Barrett from Wildcard Command, and we want to thank you for listening and hope that we got through and got the word out to you, because when the war comes, it's our war, yours and mine. This is Paul Barrett, and y'all have a good evening.